Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Plus, I want to tell you about a brand new audiobook that is available for you to download. Actually, it's been available for a little while, but I just finished the actual text version of it today, and I thought it was so great. I wanted to promote the audiobook version of it, and so I put it up at book.freekeen.com, which is the same place that you've been able to download The Market for Liberty for the past couple of years. I turned a 1970s book, The Market for Liberty by Morrison Linda Tannehill, into an audiobook a few years ago. And since then, it has had thousands of downloads, which is wonderful, because people are getting the ideas of freedom in a very principled manner. It's a great book. But the thing with The Market for Liberty is, well, it was written almost 40 years ago. And, it's time for an update. And so Complete Liberty is now available at book.freekeen.com. You can still get The Market for Liberty. That's still there. But Wes Bertrand is the author, and he is also the man behind the Complete Liberty podcast, which I also highly recommend. Really enjoy that show. It's one of the shows we feature on the Liberty Radio Network at libertyradionetwork.com. So if you've been listening to the Liberty Radio Network, you're probably already well aware of Wes and his show Complete Liberty, which you can get also at CompleteLiberty.com. But so he's got this Complete Liberty book, which kind of lays it all out, talks about what liberty is and where we are today and how we got to where we are and some of the psychology behind people's mindsets and also how we can get to where we want to be, which is a voluntary society, people organizing themselves on a consensual basis in a voluntary manner. And he does a great job of expressing it in fairly easy to understand terms. So I liked it, and so I wanted to make sure it got some extra exposure. So I put it up at book.freekeen.com. There's an article right at the top of freekeen.com pointing it out to you. It's a 200-something megabyte download for you, and it is completely free. And it's Wes reading his own book. And you can also download a PDF version of Complete Liberty if you prefer to read the text on the page. And there's also a link for you to purchase the actual book, the physical copy. So thanks to Wes for doing a great job with the book. It's fantastic, and I highly recommend it to anybody out there. It's great. Check it out at book.freekeen.com. As we continue here, we're taking your phone calls about whatever is on your mind. Mark, you've become a bit of a fan of the Complete Liberty podcast, isn't that right?
I really enjoy it. I think that they do a great job.
Yep. All right, so we continue here. I believe we have Matt on the line in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, hopefully you can bear with me for a couple seconds.
Certainly.
All right, listening to Scott, I'm reminded of when I was a child, and I used to love to hear fantasy stories. And these fantasy stories would play in my mind, and they'd be very real. And I grew up, and I started to write things. And I actually have a book on the market. It's called The Black Blade. It's available. There's not too many copies. The publisher went out of business, but it's there. And it's a fantasy book. And when I read it, and I will read it every once in a while, I can't even remember writing some of it. Hmm. It's as if God came and inhabited my brain and made me write this down on the paper. And if I was living 5,000 years ago, and I had done this, and I had told people, it was like God came and told me this story, then I am sure that several of the people, especially if they were fans of my writing, would go, oh my, this is the word of God. It's the same kind of deal.
Do you know
that's what the Bible is.
Do you know, I've had that same experience going back and reading my blog posts. Just reading a blog post that wasn't written that long ago. I go back and read it, and I go, well, not that it was written by God or that God inspired it, but just I forgot that I wrote it. I mean, I read it, and it's like new material to me. And I'm like, oh, that's clever. Who thought of that? Oh, that was me. Okay.
That's exactly how I feel. I look at it, and I go, you mean I wrote this? Mm. And so I can understand how this all got misinterpreted. What I can't understand is the mentality that would allow people to continue to think of a book in that way. God did not come down and write this book. Had God done it, then he did a terrible, terrible job. And, I mean, really, he's not a writer. He needs a different day job. I'm telling you.
Well,
and,
yeah, go ahead. Well, the Bible isn't a book. It's in as much as it's a compilation of the writings of, you know, 40 different people and 60 something different books. And it's, you know, this is where the conundrum comes in, is the idea, well, it's the expression of God through these 40 different people. So clearly the expression of God through these 40 different people will be, you know, different in each one of them. But I, you know, this is where the raveling, you know, the threads start to unravel from this story.
Yeah, I've heard that too. That, you know, if you were God and you were going to try to reach your people with a book, would you allow these mistakes to get in there?
If I was God and I had this
important
stuff, I'd shoot that book down on a meteor with a giant gold arrow pointing at it, suspended in heaven, that says God's
here
book.
It is.
Better
right.
yet, show up and tell them yourself.
I would not leave any chance. Anytime anybody said, well, that's not God's word, I'd pop in, send one of my angels to pop in.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it is.
Give him an angel wedgie right there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Then you know, because there wouldn't be any doubt. But this whole thing, God's testing you to see whether or not you got the stuff to make it to heaven. Well, that's real nice. I mean, I should throw Jack outside tonight, see if he's got the stuff to make it to the morning. I mean, this is what you do to their kids. For God's sake, he's 20 months old. And I don't know anything about this world that God created. It's absolute insanity. And I'm sorry, if somebody believes that Noah story, has read that thing and believes it, you're either completely brainwashed or lost grip on reality.
Yeah. And the movie 2012 takes quite a bit from Noah.
Is
really something, if you haven't seen that yet.
I have not seen
it. I haven't seen it, no. They take,
it's a very visually effective movie. It's got some really neat special effects.
I've heard it's not effective from a plot standpoint, however.
No, it's kind of out there.
Yes, so. it's just a special effects movie where you get to watch things get blown up and stuff. Not probably something I'm going to spend my time on.
But, you know, maybe God sent this into the writer's brain and the filmmaker's brain, and it's actually the word of God, this movie.
Well, you know,
It's silliness.
Yeah,
if you could get the right preacher to say that it was, then you'd sell a heck of a lot more.
Well, and the blind obedience to this document.
You better be blindly obedient. If you're not, you're going to hell.
Right.
This is it. It's not blind obedience.
That's why he doesn't want to hear you.
It is abject fear.
That's why he won't listen to you. But because of that fear, right? He is deathly afraid of some sort of hellish existence that, you know, for eternity. If he were to actually entertain your ideas, Mark. Your legitimate questions.
I still remember hearing when I was still young and incredibly impressionable, and I really didn't know much, you know. I was still learning the faith of my family, and my older sister said that if you even, and this has been said before, it's not just her. I mean, if you even the one unforgivable sin was to deny the existence of God, even in your mind for a moment, like to say God does not exist, and that's what it might have been. She misunderstood what was told to her or exaggerated at the time. She was pretty young herself. Not as young as me, of course. That was a stupid thing to say. My older sister, who's not as young as me.
Yeah. Sorry, you're sleepy.
She told me this, and I remember it's such a distinct moment in my mind, even though I was very young at the time, when I had this moment where I stopped believing in God, just for a moment. And I was watching cartoons, and so I was watching like Daffy Duck and Porky Pig, and that moment is stuck in my head and I was just filled with terror for a moment. I'm like, oh, that's it, I'm going to hell now.
Thanks, Matt, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. People like Scott in Wisconsin, if it said in the Bible that the world was flat, providing evidence to the contrary would be shut out and disbelieved and called, you know, the Satan's evidence or something like that. They wouldn't believe it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. A fee-based company.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features, by the way, include the chat room. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com. Best time is during the show, but it's open all the time. Chat.freetalklive.com.
At Manchester Brewing, prayer warriors are standing by 24/7, ready to intercede with Lord Elvis on your behalf. Find out more at manchesterbrewing.com.
We go to your calls. Gene, the Christian anarchist, is on the line in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Oh, guys, I didn't want to call in today about the Bible, but you just made me.
I made you.
You twisted my arm.
Okay.
You put a fire under me, so I just got to call you.
All right, go at it.
And you know, I was going to call about something else today, but now I'm going to have to put that on the back burner.
Sorry to hear it, Arn.
And, Mark, you know, I don't consider myself an unthinking individual, yet I see how the story of Noah's Ark could certainly have come to pass.
Where'd the water go?
Listen to me.
Okay.
It cannot possibly have come to pass on the planet as it exists today.
This planet?
In other words, with 13,000-foot-tall mountains and with the topography right now, no, you couldn't have a worldwide flood.
Okay.
But if the topography were different, certainly you could have had a worldwide flood. And if the worldwide flood represented a change in the entire structure of the planet, some drastic event such as a comet or something striking the planet's surface, which would have resulted in mountains, continents moving, and all kinds of drift taking place, yes, then certainly such an event could have taken place. So I'm not saying that it did take place, because I wasn't there. I don't know. But I'm certainly saying that it is possible. So I don't think that somebody is a non-thinking individual because they believe that story.
There's geologists out there, all of them, as a matter of fact, that basically say that the flood didn't occur. There's no record of it. That the mountains that are here, the 13,000 even taller than that, mountains that are here on the planet, have been here quite some time and significantly longer than the 6,000 years ago that the world was made, and then the 4,000 years ago that the flood occurred. So I mean, it's the science that we have access to today. And I understand, Gene, you're not sending anybody to hell, so I'm not going to go too hard against you on this because, well, you know, any religion that's not sending anybody to hell, I figure it's that big of a deal. But
okay, well, at any rate, what you're talking about as far as the geologic age of the Earth, I question the basic measurement. And I've talked to you in the past about radiometric dating. And I've explained to you that there are certain preconceptions regarding radiometric dating, that if you don't accept those, then the dating system is completely off. And there are events where people have tried to use radiometric dating on things that they know to be a certain age, and they come up with different numbers. They always use the excuse that there's some kind of contamination or something else wrong with the sample.
All right. Well, if we can't use science, then let's use the Bible.
Well, I'll tell you something that's pretty darn incredibly accurate. In the span of years that we're talking about, and that would be carbon dating, and that dates many things at tens of thousands of years. There's a point where you realize where something has to be like at least 50,000 years, and then beyond that they can't tell how old it is. All other than it's definitely more than 50,000 years.
Carbon 14 is pretty accurate if you're using something where you have a known variable to go with. In other words, you've got a known constant to go with. Like if you've got a piece of furniture from Louis the 14th period, you can carbon 14 date that, and you can use that as a sample then as a reference to go with other items that were found in that area. But carbon 14 has a limitation of something like 14,000 years, and you really can't go beyond that.
But the Bible, I thought it was 50, but it's a point. It's far beyond what the Bible says the age of the Earth is.
I mean, that's double.
Yeah,
and that makes no sense because you don't start. It doesn't start showing the time lapse until the thing dies that you're dating. It has to die. It has to be a living thing that died. So,
at any rate, what I'm saying is that there are errors and there are problems with all of the radiometric dating. And I didn't call to go into radiometric dating so much. If you wanted to do a story on radiometric dating, we can do that. But Right now, I wanted to mention something that I saw earlier you guys were doing with Scott. And I see you doing this quite often, and I didn't even want to call you on it today. I wasn't going to call you on it. But you are doing the same thing that I see CNN doing, that I see MSNBC doing. I see all of these big people is what they're doing. They're ridiculing and making fun of people that they disagree with rather than make logical arguments.
Oh, Gene, come
That's
on.
That's absolute crap, Gene.
I think if we're
it's
making fun of the
crap.
Manner.
You guys were laughing having a great time.
He doesn't
time.
Even
that manner
listen
of persuasion,
to what we say,
that
Gene.
Manner, we're talking
but
about the manner.
I will have a
logical argument with someone who argues logically, but someone who uses that manner of persuasion where he's completely ignoring all of our questions. He's just reading
Fine.
Scripture. And yeah, that's worthy of ridicule.
Right, Gene, hold on, one moment. Logical things were said to Scott. Logical questions were asked of Scott. Scott ignored, Scott shut them off, Scott just went on with his tirade, went on with his reading of his scriptures, and went on with his point. And what he was saying, the things he was saying, were laughable. You expect us to not laugh at something that's funny?
Listen.
I mean, the blind obedience he had was ludicrous.
I agree. Hello? I agree with you on everything that you're saying. However, the point is you don't reach somebody by ridiculing them.
He's not listening.
Someone,
he's not
it's
reachable.
Fine if you've thrown this person out the window and you said, I don't really give a damn what he wants, then go ahead and ridicule him. But if you're trying to reach somebody, you don't reach them by making fun of them.
But that's what was funny is that he had demonstrated that he wasn't reachable because he wasn't listening to anything we were saying to him. It was a one-sided conversation. He just wanted to read scripture to us. And the absurdity of that was that he knew, or he ought to know if he had any common sense, that the premise had not been accepted, that he was reading scripture from a book that we did not see as the word of God. He did, and he just kept reading from it.
Everyone is reachable.
Anytime you're
Five years ago, I thought Ian wasn't reachable, but I've listened to this show, and one of the things, what I really wanted to call about today was because a lot of times I call this show and I disagree with you on this point or that point, but what I really wanted to do today was I was going to call Free Talk Live, and I was going to say, you know what, guys, a lot of times I call because I disagree with you guys on this point or that point, but I've been listening for 5 years because I like your show. You do a great job. It's a fantastic show, the best one that I can think of.
Well, thank
I can't
you,
think
Gene.
Of any show better.
I appreciate that, and I think that in the case of what we can bring it back if you've got more you want to say there, you're welcome to. But when we were having a conversation with Scott, it did not start with ridicule, and when we were laughing, it was because what he was saying was ridiculous. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-672-7464. 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231. Talk Live, bring up what you want by dialing the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show that they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. See them, and if you are a lady listener, you can get involved over at shrine.freetalklive.com. By the way, Shrine of Female Listeners now brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com. All right, so just a little bit more on what Gene was saying. I invited him to stick around. He hung up during the break. But he was calling to chastise us. Well, first, originally he was calling to praise us for being his favorite talk show. But he ended up chastising us because of how we handled the call with Scott earlier. And Scott is a semi-regular caller to the show. He called last night. Sometimes it'll be a week or two until we hear from him again. But he usually calls in admonishing us or trying to bring us on board with his fundamentalist Christian beliefs. And
Scott.
Talking, Scott, yes. And trying to, you know, bring us on board with that and scare us with the whole you're going to hell thing. And he's very nice, of course, about it. But what Gene didn't really understand, and what I wanted to point out, and Dale made this point during the break, is that we're not really trying to reach Scott. I mean, we had
in the 5 minutes that we have for the segment, you know.
Right.
Well, there's nothing that can be said, really. I mean, I've said everything to Scott that has made me question the same fundamentalist beliefs that I was brought up in and believed into to some extent or another into my adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked all those questions to Scott, not in the same not today, but when I've asked
over time.
Right. Those things don't put any chinks in his armor. They bounce off like peas against a...
he's just not listening. He demonstrated that he's not listening. He's just reading scripture, which works for him because he accepts the Bible as the Word of God. But if you know, this is a normal conversation concept that people need to grasp. If you do not agree on the premise, on some premise beforehand, you can't come to any conclusions thereafter. You have to start from what you agree on.
Right.
And if you don't agree on something, you have to back up until you do, and then you can move forward.
Now, I agree with Gene that everybody's reachable. I'm not willing to call Scott unreachable, as Dale did, but I can understand what Dale was saying, because I feel that way.
That's not the point.
And I want to approach Scott like he's an individual. I don't want to use him as shtick on a radio show. However, when a guy dodges a questions over and over again, and it's pretty clear that he doesn't want to think, to me it's clear that he doesn't want to think rigorously about his religion.
He chose to be the stick. Scott chose that. He could have listened to you. He could have listened to the questions.
Right.
He could have answered them. He could have thought about them for a moment. He could have answered them honestly. But instead, he shut it down. He wasn't listening at all, and he just went on with his scripture. He just went on with the points. He was just waiting for the next opportunity where you would pause so he could jump in with the next point that he wanted to make. We weren't really having a conversation with Scott, though we did get him to answer some questions about how he just believes it blindly and obediently and all that. But he created, if there was something laughable in that segment with Scott, it was because of what he said. It was because of what his viewpoint was. And you're right, Mark. It's not that he's unpersuadable. It's not that we believe that he's unpersuadable. It's just that we don't have the time to work on him like that. We don't have...
We're 5 minutes left in the segment, and he's ignoring everything we say. And
right, we're not going to keep him on for 2 hours and try to chink through his armor.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. Ultimately, it doesn't matter. It's like Scott's got his religion, and it's good for him, and
fine. Sure.
And if he lives his life as a fundamentalist Christian and dies, he probably has lived a full and successful life.
He'll feel happy about
it. But I feel, to some extent, and this is, as I've stated on a couple of occasions, the two things that I find most reprehensible about religions in general, and specifically the sort of fundamentalist Christian religion, is the discipleship, the going out and saying, hey, watch out, Jesus is coming, you're going to die and go to hell. That's the other part, is the going to hell part. So the discipleship and the threat of hell, and I get both of these, and honestly, why wouldn't I feel threatened if I've just been told by somebody that I'm going to be tortured for all of eternity, the worst possible fate? And, well, I try to use logic to say I don't believe this. I've come across this analysis before, and I've rejected it out of hand.
Once I felt the way you did, and then I found that this, and now I feel this, right?
Yep.
Feel, felt, found.
And I guess God's going to have to send me to hell. I'm going to stand there before his holy throne, looking upwards, and I'm going to say, God, I tried my very, very best. I used logic. I searched for you my whole life. And I just couldn't accept what I was told, and I guess you're going to have to send me to hell now, God.
Well, I'd like to thank God as...
Let's hope he doesn't act like Judge Burt.
I'd like to take a moment to thank God as for sending us Scott on the phones to give people such a wonderful example of the asininity of organized religion and its just ironclad belief systems that will accept no questioning and won't even entertain. They won't even entertain. He will not even listen to the questions because it's too damaging to his belief system. Were he to actually think about the logical points that we're making, it would shut down his mind.
You know,
he can't handle it.
While we're still on this subject, I wanted to add that we went right to the break, but when I had that moment of clarity where I suddenly said, I don't believe, for a moment I didn't believe in God, and then I was like panicky for a moment, like, oh, that means I'm going to go to hell, but then I was like, no, I really don't believe, and then all of a sudden, like, all the air comes out of the balloon because I didn't believe in hell either.
You know, honestly, I wish that I'd had you had that experience at a relatively young age. To me, my religion that I was taught growing up in Christian school, in church, in Sunday school, which I taught in prison when I ran to the Bible to save me, you know, all that stuff. I found it so damaging to me emotionally. I will never give that put that awful guilt on my kid.
So it's like when we're talking to somebody on this show and they're a dyed-in-the-wool socialist or a fascist or statist or Republican or Democrat. I repeat myself. But if they're just so dyed in the wool that we're not getting anywhere with them, well, that's okay. We don't have to win with everybody. We don't have to...
whole notion of winning is
right.
Even kind of, you're having
Convert.
A discussion and sharing ideas. you know.
Right, and usually when you talk to somebody the first time about Liberty, for instance, they're not going to come on board. It takes them a long time. They have to ask, you know, they have to kind of assess what you've said. They have to think about it themselves. They have to spend some time mulling the ideas over. They have to do further research, have further conversations. So it's a lengthy process any old time you're trying to bring somebody on, you know, on board with an idea. But it doesn't matter to me whether Scott listens to the questions. Yeah, it would make for a more interesting conversation, maybe, if he were to actually conceptualize these ideas and consider them seriously, but he doesn't, and that's okay. So we had fun with it, which is what we do. We have fun on the radio, and
that's
our
what
listeners
makes
enjoy
us
it.
Entertaining talk show hosts. I mean, you can say whatever you want about the show. We've been on the air for 7 years, and we're growing all the time. So one can only assume we are, to some level, entertaining.
Doing
and
something right, I guess.
If what we chose to do is handle everybody in a very polite, gentle and logical manner, then perhaps we wouldn't be as entertaining as we are now. I don't know. Maybe we could be more entertaining.
I don't think we were particularly impolite to Scott.
No, I don't think so either.
I think that, you know, we handled him maturely, and of course we laughed when he was saying things that were absurd. How can you expect me to not laugh when something absolutely ludicrous is stated?
We're having a conversation for the benefit of thousands of people who are listening.
Exactly. Not for Scott's benefit.
Yeah. And when Scott is ignoring our questions, that is speaking volumes to everyone who's listening.
Exactly.
When
that's
he completely ignores it and just continues spouting stuff out from scripture, that speaks volumes to the listeners. So that was still a productive conversation because
absolutely
it was broadly heard. And, you know, I get people emailing me private, trying to start conversations with me in private after a blog post or something like that. And I tell them, I'm like, you can post comments and I'll respond there, but I'm not going to waste my time when there are thousands of people who can see this and benefit from the conversation. It is not worthy of my time to spend time on you personally and argue with you if no one else can hear it. I want everyone else to hear it.
Absolutely right. 800-259-9231. That's why I say, thank God it's Scott Calls, because he really points out how ludicrous the religious zealots are and how doctrinaire they are. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments.
Read us a nice 9/11 truther at the end of the show.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination. Plus, get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. A fee-based company.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. A $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy.
That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you don't, we will put you in our bosom. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of you had to be, that was a joke, you had to be here earlier.
Yeah, Ian's joke for the week, everybody. Yeah.
Apparently we can't say bosoms on the radio.
Mark, why are you giving me air quotes?
I'm not giving you air quotes. I'm miming hanging up laundry.
Oh, the laundry story. Yeah,
it's good for this segment.
I'm hoping we can get to it here, but we've got another call. So
okay, we got calls, fine.
Right, 800-259-9231. You can dial in even in these remaining moments, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you buy, brand new or used, they sell it. Most likely they sell it in dozens of categories at amazon.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI rocks because Jason Osborne rocks.
She does indeed.
Yeah, see their banner at freetalklive.com.
Robert is back with us in Pennsylvania. He called last night, ran out of cell phone juice before he got to the meat of his story, and he is back with us here. And just to recap, if you would, Robert, where did you leave us last night for those listeners that were not with us?
Well, what I was calling about was to tell you about a love letter that I had gotten from the local government here in Philadelphia. It was for, it says in big bold letters across it, violation notice of failure to file tax return.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it goes on to say that I hadn't filed taxes for the year 2007 and threatens me with legal action, et cetera, et cetera. But here's the thing. I did file my taxes that year, and I paid my taxes that year. So I found out from a friend of mine she had received the same notice.
Hmm.
And she called her accountant, who is also my accountant, and he said that a lot of his clients have been calling. They've been getting the same notice, and that apparently in the city they lost a certain amount of records for that year.
Leave it to the state.
Lost them.
Well, and you know, any business can lose records. It certainly can happen, but only the state can threaten you. And you know, this is one of those instances where you're guilty until proven innocent. They just go out and they make the threat, and then you've got to prove you're innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're acting like I've done something wrong. Like they're threatening me with legal action.
Yes,
and
yes, they are.
Now I ended up, I had to spend 2 hours of my time yesterday going through getting copies of my records and going to the bank's website and ordering a copy of the check. I have to do all of this extra work to prove to them. But the story doesn't even end there. My friend is already ahead of me on this. She had already handled all of this. She sent them all of that, and they sent her something back saying that everything's settled as far as, you know, her returns for that year. But they also send her a bill for the penalties for the fines and penalties.
For a late fee?
This is like...
Yeah, and the late fees, uh-huh. Interest and fines for late fees for the return that she had paid.
This is like when they're about to execute someone, they make them dig their own grave.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it is that humiliating and ridiculous that they make you, you know, do all this paperwork to figure out how much they're going to steal from you.
So even though she proved to them... She, on her own volition, went through all the process that you did to prove to them that, yeah, I actually paid you, and I paid you on time back in 2007. Here's the check that I paid you with that you cashed. Here it is. See, 2007. Even though she went through all of that, they still charged her late fees after the fact?
Well, they charged her as if she's just paying it now.
Right now.
But she not only paid it on time, she paid it early. She's the type that pays her taxes early for some reason.
Amazing. And so they're going to do the same thing to you, you're expecting?
I don't know. I guess we'll see, probably.
Wow. So now what does she have to do? Go through some sort of appeals process?
She's not sure. She's trying to find out. She was calling me. She had just gotten it when I talked to her yesterday. So she was going to talk to the accountant. She doesn't know if she's going to have to get a lawyer, what she's going to have to go through for that.
Right, so the accountant will make a little bit extra on this, and any lawyer that gets hired on will cash in on this. So it's going to be great for everybody that's connected to the system.
Yeah, not so great for us, though, because they lost records.
Right. Now, in a business place, Mark, you'd mentioned that businesses can lose records. Certainly they can, but it usually works kind of the reverse way. Like if you are doing something for one of your sales clients and you botch it up for whatever reason and you screw something up, then you would come to your client and say, my gosh, I am so sorry. I blew it. I dropped this ball, and let's give you a month of free advertising to make good. We want to make sure we make good with you. The government doesn't do that crap. They don't care. They can just charge you more money.
And if you didn't do that with your client, then likely your client would fire you, would they not?
Sure. They move on.
As they should.
Yeah. Can't quite fire the government, can I?
No. Everything's bad. Well, you could move out of there and come here to New Hampshire, where at least you wouldn't have to have a city income tax or
I'm
a state
signed
income tax.
I'm signed up. I've been signed up for over a year.
Excellent.
I would like to point out, however, that there are clients that aren't worth doing things for, because at some point or another, clients will make up. They've been given too many freebies in the world of advertising. They'll begin to make up problems in order
it's
to
like
get more
the guy
free
that,
stuff.
That suddenly chokes on his the last bite of food at the restaurant.
Yeah. They're more incentivized in advertising. You know, you're selling. In radio, you sell airtime, so you're selling air, and people. Can be, it's just a little easier for them to complain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying.
Not too easy with the government.
No. Yeah, government, exactly. Not at all like a client.
All right, Robert, anything else you want to share tonight?
You know, there was one other thing. You had just talked quite a few times on your show about unregistering to vote or getting your name taken off the voter rolls and that you weren't sure if it could be done. I have successfully unregistered to vote here in Pennsylvania.
How'd you do it?
Go ahead.
It was actually a bit of a process. It wasn't that easy, but it took a lot of persistence. I went to City Hall and I asked to the place where voter registration to their office, and I asked what to do, and they gave me a phone number and a name of a person. So apparently, in Philadelphia County, there's only one person that can handle this. And they gave me his address, rather. So I had to send a letter to him with my signature on it and my address and all my information asking to be taken off the voter rolls. So I did that, and I asked to be contacted when that was done so I would know. I was never contacted. So I called back. I left him a message. He still didn't get back to me. Called back a few times, and I finally, when I got him on the phone, he said, oh, okay, let me check. And then he comes back on and he says, yep, says here, voter taken off at, name taken off voter rolls at voter's request or something like that. And I wasn't really sure if I believed him or not until this past election day when I went to the polling place that I used to go to.
And you were not there.
My name was there, and it was not there.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Up here it took, wasn't intending to remove myself from the voters' rolls, but by registering to vote at a mailbox, a private mailbox store, the UPS store, and then proceeding to attempt to actually get on the ballot as a candidate, that encouraged them to check the address, find out, they found out it was a UPS store, and that's when they decided to stop allowing registrations from that address, and they unregistered me. So at this point, I am also in your club and no longer registered to vote.
I want to unregister, and my understanding is they will not do it. Some people have tried very hard before, and so what I'm going to try next, I'm going to send a certified letter saying that my address that they have on file for me is no longer correct, I no longer live there, and I'm not going to provide the new address. And so I'm going to see what they say. Are you going to keep me registered under an incorrect address? And I'll even bring up as a precedent Ian's situation. If you know, I think, look, you know, he's not living where he says he's living. And that's their claim. So I want to get off the rolls. I don't want to register. I want to be unregistered.
Why do they care so much? Why do they care? Why don't they just take you off?
The whole thing is a game that they need to reinforce their legitimacy. That whole process is designed to create this sort of illusion of consent. But you participated, you played the game, so now you have to accept the repercussions of the game.
Well, I don't know that any. I've never heard a elected official or anybody who works for the government that says you voted, you're responsible for this crap. You've got to deal with it because you participated. I mean, the only persons I have ever
or you had the opportunity to vote.
That's all.
Or they gave you the opportunity to vote, and they treat that as they will tell you, hey, you chose. They act like you chose this.
I tell them, look, I've never. No one I've ever voted for, with the exception of Jeb Bush in Florida, has ever been elected to do anything.
But they gave you the opportunity in their mind, which is ridiculous, of course.
It is ridiculous.
But that's just it. It needs to be called out as ridiculous as it is.
Robert, thanks for the call, dude. We are out of time tonight. It has been Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The conversation continues there. We've got forums, we've got chat rooms, and all kinds of stuff. It's all free. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.